Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We teased going into the break that zombies were nearby. And it wasn't like one of those fake teases where you go, oh, zombie says something. No, it's a real story, and Rob has it for us right here.
Yeah, they're saying that several Florida cities have seen an increase in emergency calls related to people being slumped over in a stupefied state as they have overdosed on a dangerous drug known as Spice.
Yeah.
Fox 13 has the news story if you want to play the audio role.
Got it.
Clearwater police are calling it unprecedented. Officers running into more and more people so high on synthetic marijuana, they can't even talk. Fox 13's Evan Lambert explains why dozens of overdoses could be linked to the drug better known as Spice.
Clearwater police say it's possible a bad batch of Spice has made its way from Tampa to Pinellas County, causing dozens of overdoses and dangerous encounters for officers.
Our mate. That dude sounds like a seagull. Did you hear that? Holy crap, dude. I had to get some of this.
Patrol operations likened it to walking into like a zombie movie.
Clearwater police say it looks like a scene from The Walking Dead. But investigators say these people are so high on synthetic marijuana, better known as Spice, that they can't even speak.
What's your name?
My name?
Yes, your name.
My name.
Many can't move. This picture is from a recent patrol in Crest Lake Park, ground zero for many of the Spice calls. They say the number of cases has been unprecedented. On Wednesday, they had three overdoses, and they've been dealing with dozens more. Last week in Tampa, medical professionals issued a warning about a particularly dangerous batch of the drug. Clearwater police say their cases may be linked.
It's really heart-crushing when I see them sharing what doesn't look like a Salem or a Winston on a bench.
Janet Grahala walks her dogs here and notices the drug use daily. She says it's happening among the homeless people who spend time in the park. She's seen ambulances and violent outbursts.
We called the police because there was a guy screaming so gutturally, I thought he was going to pop a blood vessel.
Clearwater police are working on a solution to the Spice explosion. They hope they can do something before someone gets hurt or worse.
You wonder when somebody's going to have a heart attack and die from some of these substances.
Investigators say the Spice abuse calls are also wasting resources. Officers could be doing other things, but they're tied up with drug calls.
Wow.
I mean, like, is that their job, though? I
mean, yeah.
But, like, seriously, I was in Tampa a couple Sundays ago, and I was just doing, like, brewery tours with one of my girlfriends. And we were in Tampa on our way to the last brewery, and there was this guy literally laying on the side of the street, just passed out, and all of his stuff, like, scattered around him.
Awesome.
And I was just like, should we, like, stop or do something?
I like how you make bar hopping sound cooler. We're on a brewery tour. yes, breweries.
Well, we did. Listen, I went.
So he looked dead?
Well, he was literally just like sprawled out.
Yeah.
Like tongue out of his mouth.
Oh, no.
But breathing, but all of his stuff was like out of his pocket, just laying on the side of him. And one of his feet was in the street, and the rest of him was like on the side.
Oh,
you
no.
know what I mean? Like on the grass. And there was like police officers, but we were like kind of in the ghetto.
That's like Panhandler Twister. It's like left foot street.
Yeah. But I was just like, oh, and we were trying to figure out what he was on. I was like, he probably was on heroin or something. But now that this story breaks out, he was probably smoking Spice.
But isn't that what, like, the, like, if allegedly I were to smoke weed, like, the goal that I'm trying to get to is asleep on the side of the road. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
Like oh, yeah. If I'm doing it, that's what
all
I'm
in.
Aiming for, you know?
Yeah.
Sleep in your bed.
Well, I mean, I'll be asleep in my bed, but I want to be that messed up that I could fall asleep anywhere.
Oh. I saw something St. Patrick's Day when I left Maloney's in West Chase. for the live event.
Yeah.
My girl was at a friend. She would stop by at a party. I dropped her off. You know, she was like, look, I mean, I could go watch you do radio or I can go to a real party a mile down the road.
Get shmammered, yeah.
Yeah. So she's doing like Irish car bombs with her friends
getting
at a party.
Wasted, yeah.
Yes. Honky girl wasted. I love it. I'm like, yeah, you guys get her drunk and I'll take care of it from there. But I'm going to pick her up and I'm like on Anderson Road and I look and, you know, you could see something in the left lane, you know, from, a, you know, up ahead. It was dark. And when I get right up on it, it's a car just parked in the left lane, lights off, not running, and there's somebody just holding the steering wheel. And I can't tell if they're asleep or if they're just staring or if they're – but I should have stopped and been like, hey, you okay? But then my first thought was, this is how people die in movies,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to stop and be like, hey, you all right? And then all of a sudden, nine people eat my face off.
Yeah, for sure.
So I drive right by it. I pick my girl up, and I'm coming back, and I tell her the story, and she's like – oh my God, like, you know, maybe we should go back. By the way, I just sound like Christopher Walken when I said story.
Yeah.
I tell it a story. Anyway, but no, I can't do it. But we go back by like 5 minutes later, car gone. And I almost sound like Christopher Walken again. Car gone. Anyway, but I don't know if they just woke up, but why would they park in the middle of Anderson Road in
you
the
know
left
why?
Lane?
Because it was like a drug coma.
Something weird.
Have any of you guys, because I know, Johnny B, you don't smoke weed, but the two other people in here do.
Who else is in here besides Rob and I?
I don't know, but have you guys ever smoked spice?
Yes.
No.
Because I have as well, but it never made me that messed up.
I did it at a WrestleMania with somebody, and I got to tell you, not only did it mess me up, but I tried to walk downstairs immediately after, and I had to hold on to Michael's arm we walked. Yeah.
Well, really gave it away as to who you were smoking with.
I didn't smoke it with him. He didn't smoke, but it was somebody else who does a lot of suck it.
What? Oh, my God. I got to go smoke spice with you. Well, the problem is there's all these, it's nobody can regulate it or nobody knows what's in it.
Well, because they change the chem, like the reason why they're saying it's a bad batch is because what they do is that synthetic stuff is just like one of the chemicals and a chemical compound is changed, and they just keep switching it out every time they make that strain illegal. They just switch one chemical.
Well, we have some more audio here.
This is people actually on spice.
Really?
This is an officer with the Clearwater Police Department. His name is Major Eric Gandy, and he's trying to have conversations with these people who are on spice, just passed out in a park.
Yeah.
And there's video on Bone TV to go along with it, but they're just not making any sense.
Yeah. They're swaying back and forth, just sitting on the ground. It's pretty entertaining. I watched it.
How long ago did you guys smoke spice? How long ago did you smoke? What about you? Young lady, how long ago did you smoke? What's your name? What's your name?
Name?
Yes, your name.
My
name. Yes.
That's bad when Avocado Rocker is more legible than you. You know what I mean?
Right.
How funny would it be if all of a sudden he started playing guitar and he's like, Jesus Christ, what's wrong with your face?
All right, hey.
Uh-huh. So man. There you go. Spice is a bad drug.
I love the conspiracy theories that have come out. Have you heard any of these about they were testing some a chemical in Gainesville, and then there was a break-in in the lab in the Gainesville at UF. They broke into the lab and a bunch of stuff was stolen.
Yeah.
And they said that there's a string of crimes that started in Miami and they go all the way up the state of Florida into Georgia where that was when they were blaming stuff on whatever it was that was making people eat each other's face.
Bath salts,
yeah. And people were, the conspiracy theories are like, no, that's actually a virus that was released from the Gainesville lab that they're just blaming on this drug.
Well, it's all starting.
You hear about that crocodile stuff, which is, they said that's, isn't it heroin cut with gasoline? Because I don't know drugs.
Painkillers, yeah.
Yeah, but
you just blew my mind. I've heard nothing about the crocodile.
Yeah, dude.
Crocodile, it apparently like eats away your flesh when you do it, which to me, like, how dependent are you on drugs that you have to have? Like, I could never do spice because, A, weed is not that hard to get a hold
of.
It's out there. Yeah. So if I want to smoke and get high, I'm going to smoke the real thing. I'm not going to smoke synthetic marijuana.
Right.
And I know it sounds dumb, but smoking weed to me sounds healthier than smoking synthetic marijuana. I know that sounds ridiculous.
But it's not
going to be any better for your lungs. But the part of the synthetic stuff where they're putting chemicals into it, for me, freaks me out. It goes, well, no, I don't know what's going to happen if I take that. Same thing with crocodile.
It's the zombie pandemic. It's happening. The first one was the guy that ate the guy's face off in Miami a couple years ago.
Then it happened like in Tampa, too, or something.
Yeah,
I think.
And they're saying that it's this flocka stuff. It's
flocka or whatever.
It's another strain of spice that people are flipping out. It makes your core so hot, you rip your clothes off, and then you want to eat people, which is, let me take that. Why would you ever do that?
I mean, I could see why, because there have been times, like when I was in high school, I experimented with some drugs that I never thought I would do, but you know, you just want to see what happens, and then when you come out on the other side, and you're like, I'll never do it again, but when I was on it, I mean.
Well, you're stupid in high school. I did something with an apple pie because of a movie, you know what I mean? It doesn't mean it makes you smart. There's like 30-year-olds taking flocka and then freaking out and eating their girlfriends and stuff. It's just stupid.
Are bath salts actual things that you use for the bath, or are they, like, I have no idea. If there's anybody,
originally,
if there's any drug addicts probably in Pasco County, feel free to call in. We'd love to know, because I have no idea what bath salts are. I just know that if you take them, you eat faces.
Yeah, dude.
I got this. I'm a bather. What it is, they used to have these bath salts that would make like Epsom salt type of where you could soak it in. It relieves your muscles and all that. But then when we created this weird drug pandemic, these convenience stores would disguise it as bath salts. Be like, oh, yes, it's totally a bath salt. Look, it smells like rosemary. And then you take it and you eat the guy in the parking lot. So totally different. We got people calling in that know a little something about this whole thing going on here. Lisa, what's up? You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Hi.
Now, you're a nurse and you know about spice?
So in the last month, probably, I have had 4 patients, and I'm an ICU nurse, and one of our patients has been, was smoked spice or K2. They don't know which one it was. And he has been intubated for 3 weeks.
Oh, no.
Wow. And we can't get him off the ventilator because of this. We had a maybe 100 pounds soaking wet in 4-point leather restraint because he was so crazy and he was intubated. Like, spice in K2 is, if it was my child, I would buy my child a bag of weed.
Yeah.
It meant them not smoking.
Next question. Can I be your child?
Of course.
Oh, that's so
You're
so
way
hot.
Older than I am. I'm sorry. You could
Ouch.
Be
oh, ow.
Maybe that's the way to make weed legal, is just to introduce a whole bunch of other drugs that are way easier to get, but they're way more
worse.
Terrible for you.
Dude.
And that way they're
Seriously.
Like, hey, you know what? Weed's not that bad after all. It's you true. Get high and eat Funyuns. That's about it.
I love Funyuns.
Exactly. Thanks, Lisa, and keep on saving lives out there. And I'm not that old, damn
Thank
it.
You.
All right. Let's go. John, what's up? You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show.
Thanks, man. What do you know about spice, the drug?
I don't know anything about spice myself. I have an 18-year-old son, and he let me know that the reason everybody does that is because there's no drug test for it. A lot of his friends, and I know his mama has made him take a drug test for weed. But they can't go to CVS and get a drug test and test their kids for spice.
So a lot of people who are on probation or something like that, that's who's smoking it.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too. Tell them to do this. Tell them to gain a bunch of weight and then just run, because I get very lightheaded if I run too fast.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Same thing. Thanks for the call.
I would be freaked out. Like, if my kid came to me, I know that he's 6 now. There's going to be a day where he's going to come to me and he's going to drink, or he's going to try and sneak in the house and he's going to be stoned and I'm going to catch him. So I know that day's coming. I would much rather him mess around with weed than any other drug out there.
Absolutely.
Just because you don't know what else is out there. I don't want him doing any drugs, but let's be realistic. Drugs are fun.
Well, how many teenagers do you know smoked weed and they go on to be successful? I know a lot of them. Athletes, lawyers, doctors. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you they've all at least tried weed.
See, I feel like there's a right time frame for you to do it. Like, I started smoking when I was later on in life, when I got to college. Now, the kids that started smoking weed when they were ninth grade, I remember Danny Evans. We used to call him Crackhead Dan because he was the first kid that ever.
Dan.
He never smoked crack, but he smoked weed, and none of us in seventh grade had known what weed was. So we're like, wow, Crackhead Dan is crazy.
Plus, Crackhead Dan's a badass name.
Crackhead Dan now pumps gas at the golf station in Brigantine, New Jersey. So he's not really doing so well. But the other kids who are like me, I'm not saying I'm doing fantastic, I'm making enough money and I'm doing what I want to do. I started smoking later in life. I feel like if you start smoking weed 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, even 11th grade, it's going to harm you. You become a lazy pothead. That's what I've noticed. All my friends who smoked weed between freshman and junior year high school are doing nothing with their life. Yeah. Everybody who started after has actually done something with their life.
I can vouch for that because when I was a junior in high school, that's when I started. And
look at you today.
Well, what's so funny is like I was a student all through high school, and then when I got to college and I was smoking in college, I just stopped doing everything. And I was like, I could just sit in my dorm and do this all day. This is the best.
Maybe it should be senior year of high school. Let's be realistic. Nobody it's a joke. Anything, yeah. You don't do anything. You end up you start applying to colleges in like October.
Yep.
You know which college you're going to go to by January. Yep. And the last 6 months of high school, you don't even give a crap about.
I took lunch.
Gym classes.
I took lunch as an elective my senior year. Yeah. So, I just stayed there.
You know, they used to let us have work release where I worked at PacSun 1 day a week for a 4-hour shift once a week just so I could leave school every day early and say, oh, I got work. I'm on call at PacSun. They should just make senior year of high school, you should be allowed to smoke weed legally. And that way you can transit because you're not doing anything anyway, right? You're not going to class. You're not studying. You're not paying attention. This is your opportunity to start messing with drugs and you can turn it. And that way, by the time you go to college, you're a functioning drug addict.
Yeah.
And you can do your homework and get your finals done while smoking weed.
I support Rob Gargiulo and his running for president in 2016.
Governor of Tampa. Pretty sure it doesn't work that way.
See, I already told my son this too. He wants to be a doctor and he's a sophomore in high school.
Wow.
But he's in all AP classes.
Yeah.
Like he is super smart, straight A student. And he's also on the football team at one of the top schools in the state, and he wants to be a doctor. And I told him, I go, look, right now, don't mess with drugs. And I go, I don't want to be, you know, see being you this young, but don't mess with girls either right now.
Yeah. Oh.
I said, because number one, high school girls, they're stupid and they're not good at anything, really, no. When it comes to what you want.
Debatable.
I know, but I'm not talking about you right now, Spanish. I'm talking about, you weirdo. I told him, once you get to college, I suggest you dabble in a little bit of weed. Once you get to college, then you bang everybody if you want.
Yeah,
I don't care. Whatever's there. I go, plus college girls are so much more fun. Like, they almost got their stuff together, but they're so experienced. They're like you know, top-level whores by that point.
Yeah, you don't want good at it.
You don't want a rookie whore. When you're a rookie yourself, you know what I mean? You don't want one of these dummies, you know, that wants, oh, yeah, I want a girl that should be a freshman. No, you want a girl that's like already, you know, walking weird and stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
my God.
You know what I mean? You want.
I do. You want, I know what I
we
like.
We walk
yes.
different if we have better sex. That's all you're saying.
Yeah. You just glide along. You just glide along. Nothing's, you know, stopping you from anything. But yeah, that's what I told him. You get the experienced girl, you know, the girl that's like already dropped out of college, but she still lives in the dorm with her friends because she does all their nails. That's the whore you mess with when you're in college going to be a doctor. But don't screw up high school.
I would almost argue that in high school, I think girls are more detrimental than drugs or alcohol could be to kids, because girls play mental games with you in high school. And I don't know when that stops, but I remember it stopping in college when girls didn't. Oh, really? It still continues? Because
always.
Maybe I've dated. Well, okay. No, maybe.
But
I
listen,
have dated
it goes stuff. Both ways, because guys are not the most innocent people.
She's playing with your head right now.
You lie, Carmen. Guys are angels.
No, I agree, because I was emotionally disabled when I was a high schooler. I was jealous. I was angry. I was a terrible boyfriend. Now I'm the complete opposite. I don't care. You want to bang a dude? Well, just tell me
before
you do it.
Yeah.
Let me just know. But in high school, you're right. Like, it's just so many mental games. I feel like that's more detrimental to kids, because it was hard to study when Terrence Stauffer broke up with me when I was 16 and I found out she was dating Steve.
You say Terrence?
And then she started dating Steve, the kickboxer. That ruined my entire sophomore year.
Oh,
Steve tried to kickbox me in a fight over her
love.
We started calling him Thermostat Steve, because if you've ever got into a fight, right? And I'm not a very big guy, but Thermostat Steve was a kickboxer, and he went to do a roundhouse kick on me, and I ducked, and he kicked the thermostat my friend Kevin's house and broke it. But that ruined
thermostats.
That ruined eight. That ruined 8 months of my junior year of high school because I was heartbroken. I couldn't. That was worse for me than drugs. Stay away. You're right, Johnny. You're a good dad. No drugs, no girls.
I thought you were gonna say it was the worst 8 months because the AC was busted up because thermostat Steve tore up the thermostat.
I have a question for both you guys. You're both fathers. What is your stance on that old argument that you hear all the time of if your kid is going to do drugs, you prefer them to do it at home as opposed to out at whoever's house? Or no. In like a park, like that was our thing in high school, and I'm sure
ours is a golf course. Yeah.
The cemetery.
I already answered that question because he'll be out of my house. I want him to maybe try it out when he's in college, and he's not gonna be living in my house when he's in college. Like anytime, he's getting a stack of letters like every week, and anytime it's a college, you know, within 75 miles of our house, I throw in the garbage. I don't even show it to him. Yeah, I'm like, no, hell no, you get out of here. I'm gonna start my life anew, you little career. Blocker.
Mine's the exact opposite. I want him with me at all times. Like if they're coming in from like 75 miles away, I'm going, that's too far. You need to be. Yeah. Is there like a Tampa Community College? Because we're going there, Ben.
Hell yeah.
But my mom and dad were never like that. When I was a teenager, they would not let us have parties at the house.
Same with mine.
But there was a friend of ours whose mom would go to, she would go to Baltimore, Maryland every weekend to go see her boyfriend and would leave the house open. And she would say, you guys can do whatever you want here, but it has to stay here. Nobody can drive. Nobody can leave the house. And guess what? We would drive. We would leave the house because we were idiots. We didn't listen. So that whole, oh, you can do it here and you're safe. No.
No, it doesn't count.
They're going to do it no matter where they want to anyway. And the best I think that you can do is just prepare them for it and go, look, if you're going to do this, just don't get in a car. But don't be dumb.
Plus, kids want to do like the opposite of what you tell them.
Yeah.
So if you tell them, man, dude, look, you know, you want to smoke some weed, go ahead. It's really cool. All the parents
are cool. Go for it.
All the parents are smoking weed. And then he's going to be like, I'm smoking weed. That's so nerdy. Do that now. I'm going to go get protein shakes.
You're really good. My kid's going to come up in an age where all of his friends' parents smoke weed. Because you got like
weird.
When I went to my son's school, I was probably the youngest parent because I became a parent at 22. So I'm one of the younger people. But I was DJing his dance. There was this stench of marijuana coming from other parents in that room. And I'm going, so parents are token. So it's going to grow up where kids are growing up and their parents are smoking weed and they just don't even care.
Yeah, because it's going to make it not cool then. If your parents are smoking weed, you're going to be like, that's so an adult lame thing.
I remember seeing when I was in fifth grade, I saw my friend's mom smoke a cigarette at the soccer game behind a van. I went over. I wasn't supposed to be over there. I went over to get water. And I remember seeing her and it was the biggest thing in the world that Rob McLaughlin's mom smoked cigarette. That was huge. If I had walked over there and she smoked weed, I'd be like, nowadays, everybody be like, oh, she's just token over there.
Now, your small New Jersey town you grew up in, everybody had a nickname like Thermostat Steve and
Crackhead Dan.
Well, what was that kid's name now that his mom was a chimney?
Well, she was Hun. That was her name. It was weird, but the father always called the mom Hun in front of all the kids. So all the kids started calling her Hun. So as we grew up, we're like, hey, Hun. Hey, Hun.
That's so good.
Weird when you're like 18, 19 and you run into her and you're like, hey, what's up, Hun?
I thought you were going to say that his dad had a speech impediment and they called him like Funny Talk Frank. And that he was really trying to say whore because he hated her guts and he was calling her, hey, hon, hey, hon. I was thinking about this too. My son, he was talking about like Stanford or a California college.
Wow.
That might be too far. You know what I mean? Like, because I thought if something were to happen, like we go to war, like Red Dawn style, and people are falling out of the sky, I can't get to them fast enough.
Yeah.
Not that I could help them if I wanted to.
Yeah, but you like the idea of, I went to, it sounds dumb, I went to the Air Force air show yesterday, and the first thing I was doing when I was walking around is going, Caitlin, if stuff goes down, we need to get to MacDill, and we need to get this amphibious vehicle that they have, because this thing can travel in water, can travel on land. Perfect for the zombie apocalypse.
Damn right it is.
But that's where my mind goes the second I walk there. I'm like, you know what? I need to prepare because in my head, if it goes down, I'm getting this out of here. I'll be the one guy that survives. I'll cry. I will be in a fetal position crying like a baby if that should happen.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.